certain orgasms, when you have them, men and women, so all of you remember your orgasms, you have them, and afterward you want sex less. So one category of orgasm is you come, and you're less driven sexually. Certain orgasms, in normal people, it's usually only women, non-yoga practitioners, you can have an orgasm and you want to have more sex. I mean, not even more sex, you just don't stop. It's not a diminishment at all. So you come and you have more sexual energy, and you come and you have more sexual energy, and you come and you have more sexual energy, and you come, and it's just circulating come. I mean, it's just, there's no, at some point there's no difference. It's just come, 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 you know, there's no uncome or come. It's just, but, so those are two categories of orgasms. Most people have only experienced the depleting kind of orgasm. And in men, virtually all ejaculative orgasm is depleting. It makes them want sex less once they ejaculate. So that capacity to, the desire to have sex is the desire, for in men, I'm going to go back and forth, is the desire to penetrate, to fuck. So when a man ejaculates and he loses his erection and he wants to penetrate less, that also applies to him spiritually. So now he's going through life with less penetrative clarity. Yeah, yeah. So he's a little confused, a little fuzzy, a little dull, and things like Taoist practice, they require real clarity. And so men would avoid ejaculative orgasms in order to sustain real clarity. Historically, then, what happened amongst the Taoists in particular is that it got adrifted into, and this always happens with practices, it gets into the hands of perverts. In this case, it drifted into people who weren't interested in love, who weren't interested in enlightenment, they were interested in longevity and health. And they began to use the practices that I just described for the sake of basically trying to live forever. And they and you can, by developing what's called an immortal body, which is a kind of internal body of light, which all of us do when we dream at night, but you could cultivate that consciously. We could have whole workshops in that. So what the Taoists did is they would contain the sexual energy instead of ejaculating it out, circulate it, and create a body of light and be immortal. Now, what the male Taoists did is they felt that they could suck the juice out of you, the living essence. Sometimes it was literal, and they would mix their semen with your menstrual fluid and all this stuff. But often they would want you to, you as the female practitioner, you would have orgasms so they could kind of vampirically suck in your energy and circulate it into their immortal bodies. So it was a very chauvinistic practice. If you read the books, it's all about male yogis finding virgins to fucking suck their essence, basically, for the sake of living a long time and healing themselves. It's an interesting practice, but it's not quite what we're doing here. So I just wanted to say that. So now, as a woman, certain orgasms are going to open you in love and sex more, and certain orgasms are going to make you go, ah, time to go to sleep. Can you feel the difference between that? So the orgasms that kind of disperse the energy and relax you are the ones to avoid in practice if you want to go deeper. The orgasms that enliven you, increase your energy, if you have those, usually only women have those until men do non-ejaculatory orgasms, those you could have as many as happen spontaneously because they only help you. Now, when a man learns to not ejaculate during an orgasm, so there's a kind of explosion, but it doesn't explode out and result in, you know, where's a beer and a pizza, good night kind of thing. But instead, it explodes through him and through you if he's practicing well. So he just becomes fuller and brighter. You don't even know he's orgasming, but this stuff is moving through him. So he could have as many of those internal orgasms as he wants, just like you can. So I'm trying to differentiate between orgasms that deplete and orgasms that continue, are continuous. And women's orgasms also, they go from clitoral to vaginal to cervical. So the depth of your... Most women who can have orgasms have clitoral orgasms, which are surface of the body orgasms, clitoris. So some women have only had clitoral orgasms, and again, that's the most surface touch of the body. That's where we're working with the cervix. Some women then have like G-spot or vaginal orgasms, which are orgasms that are a little deeper in, and these are just general categories, that they're infinite things, obviously. And some women have had what is called, again, these are just words, cervical orgasms, where deep inside, those can either be triggered by a dildo or a man, but they could even happen without any. You could just open yourself and have those deep cervical orgasms. So in the practices that we're doing here, what you want to do is, you're sitting across from a partner or a solo practice, you want cervical orgasms, heart orgasms, throat orgasms. We're just starting. There's things you do with those. They're connected. So you could play all of those instruments without a man, without any stimulation. And that's a kind of orgasm too.